Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. I saw something the other day and it just blew my fucking mind. I'm a big sports fan. If you listen to enough of my shit or you know me in real life, you know this. I spent 10 years doing sports on the radio. Four major sports, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, love all of them. Even like some of the other shit, tennis, mixed martial arts. I'm not going to go through the entire list right now. I only got 5 fucking minutes here. But I'm interested in sports. I'm a sports fan. Baseball is my favorite sport. We got no fucking baseball team in Buffalo. I love the Toronto Blue Jays. Buffalo does have a hockey team and a football team. Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, love those teams as well. And hockey season is starting. Fucking started last night, I think. Sabres first game's tomorrow. And I'm just dicking around, looking up fucking shit for the season. I bought a fucking hockey magazine. I like magazines still. I'm an old fucking man. I'm a 41-year-old man. Sometimes I just like holding the fucking magazine in my hands like it's fucking, you know, 20, 25 years ago, looking at the fucking colored pictures and shit. What I saw recently was not in my hockey preview magazine. It's breaking news. It broke like within the last, 24 to 48 hours. The NHL is banning. They are not allowing players to use pride-themed tape on their sticks. Do you hear what I just fucking told you? The fucking sport who had a campaign titled Hockey is for Everyone is not allowing players to use pride tape. So listen, hockey's for everybody, but you know, gays, lesbians, transgenders, all that, you know, why don't you go fuck yourselves? We're just gonna sweep you motherfuckers under the rug. They used to have things called pride nights where there would be like special pride themed jerseys. They do shit like that all the time. There's military appreciation night. There's like a hockey fights cancer night, all kinds of various causes where teams will wear special jerseys during warm-ups and shit. Not during the game, just during warm-ups. You got warm-up jerseys on and whatnot. And then a lot of times they auction that shit off and the money goes to, you know, whatever fucking cause they're dealing with, shit like that. But last year, 7 players, I don't think it was more than that. I think it was like 7 players. And if it was more than that, it's just a handful more. So like, we're talking about a small fraction of the population. A bunch of fucking bigoted assholes are refusing, or did refuse, because this happened last year, to wear the pride jerseys. Because they feel like if they're a dude, if they're a straight dude and they put a pride jersey on, it's just gonna fucking turn them gay and they're just gonna start sucking dicks in center ice. That's what's gonna happen to them. At least that's what I imagine they think is going to happen to them. Because otherwise, I don't know why the fuck they're not putting a fucking pride jersey on. Why the fuck is it that people have such a problem with marginalized communities? Like, I'll admit, I don't know the fucking full initials anymore. It used to just be like LGBT, and then they added a Q, and then they added a fucking plus. I'm all for all of it. And if I'm for that, that means I'm against bigoted bullshit. So it pisses me off when these fucking pussy players don't put these fucking jerseys on. It's a fucking nice gesture to a marginalized fucking community. This is basically like a fucking don't say gay policy in the NHL. What is this, fucking Florida? Is that sack of shit Ron DeSantis running this fucking league now? I've known people to say, you know what, man? I don't mind gay people. I just don't want it right in my face. Why do they have to throw it in my face? What are you talking about? Are you married? Yes. Do you post pictures of yourself with your wife on like social media? Yes. Do you go out in public together? Yes. Do you hold hands at your job? Maybe is there a picture of you and your wife there? Huh? Hey, you had a kid recently. Did you put like a fucking child announcement? Have you guys like sitting together holding hands on social media, you know, with like, hey, you know, another pumpkin for the patch type of shit? You know what I'm talking about? Did you do all those things? Is that throwing your heterosexuality in my face? I think we both know the answer to that. It's fucking no, because any fucking rational human being would know you're just trying to exist. You're just trying to live your fucking life. That's all the fucking gay and trans community, that's all they want to do, is just be left the fuck alone. And it's fucking nice when every now and then somebody throws them a fucking bone and fucking lets them know that we think you're fucking human beings and you can fucking exist in this fucking world and we're not gonna fucking shit all over you. But it's too much for some people. They hide behind fucking religion. I was raised by so-called Christians, so I'm not familiar with, you know, Judaism or Islam or any of that shit. I know my book, the Bible. And there's a lot of crazy shit in the Bible. And people pick and choose which shit in the Bible they want to use to justify their fucking bigoted beliefs. Like, they eat shellfish or wear clothes made of 2 different kinds of fabric, which in the Bible is fucking frowned upon. But they don't bring that shit up. They only bring up like 2 passages that said like gays get stoned or some shit. They're cool with the passage about like whoring out your daughter and being put to death if you work on the Sabbath. They don't bring those up. But like, motherfucker, did you see that God says fuck gays? You're draping your bigotry and faith and you're putting it out there as if like you're a normal rational human being when you're not. You're a piece of shit. This ruling by the NHL is fucking disgusting. The league should be fucking embarrassed, but they don't give a fuck. Fans should tell the league to go fuck themselves, but a lot of fans don't give a fuck either. And meanwhile, another marginalized community is like, well, fuck, man. Like, I guess I can go to the game and just like pretend that I'm not fucking gay, right? Why the fuck are people so weirded out by that community? I don't fucking understand it. You don't know gay people? You've never met a fucking trans person? If you did meet a trans person, would you fucking know? Like, if they didn't tell you, would you fucking know? Probably not. I mean, if you support shit like this, they're not gonna fucking tell you. This is gonna fucking stay hidden. I think the league put out some bullshit statement like, hey man, we're all for players, you know, supporting communities and shit. You just can't fucking put it on your fucking tape. Motherfucker, if I was like a big time NHL player, I'd fucking put that fucking pride tape on my fucking stick every goddamn game. Draw attention to the fucking league. I hope somebody has the fucking balls to do it. I'd understand it if you don't. Like, you know what I mean? I would get it. I'm not fucking taking crazy ass stands at my fucking job. But I guess my point is, if I was a fucking, like, multi-millionaire, like, if I'm, like, Sidney Crosby, I'm just going to pick a random guy who's won Stanley Cups and he's a guy that everybody knows. If I'm Sidney Crosby, I fucking do it every fucking game. Every fucking game. Suck my balls. What the fuck are you going to do to me? I'm a fucking multi-time champion. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm fucking bulletproof. Anyway, if you support this, I want you to go fuck yourself. You're a sack of shit. I don't want to know you. I don't want to talk to you. I fucking think you're garbage. If you think this is bullshit, then you and I are on good terms. You know why? Because you're a fucking human being. You're a fucking human being. That's all I want. Human beings. I need more human beings in my life. I will be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, as a new podcast, episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website, app, whatever the fuck you want. Other podcasting sites as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, whatever the fuck. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHU. I am on Instagram for hot photos and shit in maybe 5 minutes. And this shit's going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.